This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Later in the program, handmade rock and roll moves from the garage to the computer. But first, the House of Representatives this week passed what's quickly become known as the Cheeseburger Bill. It's aimed at protecting fast food restaurants from lawsuits brought by overweight people. The legislation comes at a time when there's new data about the health dangers of obesity. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with an author who's on the front lines of the fight against fat. She brings us this report.
This week, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson delivered a warning about a burgeoning health problem that's poised to kill more Americans than cigarettes.
In the 10 years since the first data were released, most of the major preventable causes of death have showed declines or little change. But deaths due to poor diet and physical inactivity have increased 33%.
Thompson's statement came just before the release of a new study by the Centers for Disease Control that indicates our national predilection for supersizing everything is killing us. It's a message author Greg Kreitzer learned firsthand. About 3 years ago, he embarked on a mission to lose weight, although the initial impulse sprang more from vanity than from health concerns. The catalyst was when he was called fat twice in one day. First, someone called him fatso in the street. And a few hours later, it happened again.
That same day, I came home and my physician had left a message on my machine, unsolicited, that there was a new obesity drug out. And he thought, quote unquote, you're a perfect candidate, unquote. So that was a kind of a downer day.
So Kreitzer, who is 5'7 and solid, but not chunky, decided to take his doctor's advice and the anti-obesity drug he recommended. Eventually, he also learned to moderate what and how he ate and lost 40 pounds. His own weight loss odyssey led to 2 years of research, and that led to the book Fatland, Why Americans Are the Biggest People in the World. Before writing Fatland, Kreitzer interviewed dozens of obesity experts, nutritionists, physicians, and weight loss center personnel. Basically, they all told him the same thing. We're eating too much and moving too little. And we're surrounded by cheap, plentiful, high-calorie convenience food that makes it almost impossible to resist the siren call of a cheeseburger with a big side of fries. That argument doesn't sway proponents of the so-called Cheeseburger Bill, legislation that would protect fast food corporations from lawsuits by obese consumers. Florida Republican Rick Keller, one of the bill's sponsors, explained on C-SPAN why he thought the fast food industry needs protection.
The gist of the bill is called the Personal Responsibility in Food Consumption Act. The gist of the legislation is that there should be common sense in the food court, not blaming other people in the legal court. I think we've got to get back to the old-fashioned principles of personal responsibility and common sense and get away from this new culture where everybody plays the victim and blames others for their problems.
But Kreitzer says statements like Keller's are part of the reason it's so hard to have any meaningful public discussion of our national weight problem.
That lingers behind the cultural noise of so much discussions of obesity and what to do about it is that somehow you're blaming someone.
Now the magnitude of the crisis is making public discussion of obesity imperative. According to a study by research firm RTI International, in 2003, Medicaid spent $75 billion on diseases directly related to obesity. Author Greg Kreitzer.
So we're talking an enormous shot of money, and this is just the beginning of the curve. The kind of economist epidemiologists who are looking at this are looking 20 years down the line, and they're saying, this is going to break the healthcare system.
Perhaps sensing that, different agencies within the U.S. government are seeking several ways to reach different populations affected by the obesity crisis. In a few months, the Department of Health and Human Services will be launching a campaign that urges Americans to become more physically active. And Greg Kreitzer says a group of Columbia University nutritionists are developing a program for the Immigration and Naturalization Service that will focus on teaching third world immigrants how to eat healthily in their adopted homeland.
People would be taught, look, you're coming from scarcity. You are now going to be in a society where food is going to be everywhere. And even if you're relatively poor, the tastiest, fattiest, sugariest foods are going to be almost free.
Teaching all of us that bigger isn't always better, Kreitzer says, will be an important message, and one we're going to have to consume with a supersize of self-control if we're going to live long and healthy lives. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Interested in another helping? You can read an excerpt from Fatland by going to our website, npr.org.